Chapter 4. When the second bell rings, I run to Miss Saunders' class like somebody set my shoes on fire. It don't help none. Soon as I walk in, I know I'm in trouble. Everybody's got their head down and they're writing. Miss Saunders nods for me to take out paper and get to my seat. "What does your face say to the world?" is written on the blackboard. I laugh, only it comes out like a sneeze through my nose. Miss Saunders is collecting papers before I even got 3 sentences down on my paper. She knows I just slipped in. I don't stop her from asking me to answer the question, though. "My face?" I point to myself.
"Malika's face says she needs to stay out of the sun,"
Larry Baker says, covering his face with a book. "Nah, man," Gregory Williams says. "Malika's face says black is beautiful." Miss Saunders don't say nothing. She just crosses her arms and gets real quiet. She don't care if she done embarrass me again. "Malika," she says. I don't answer her question or look her way. I eye the ceiling and count the blobs of gum hanging there like pretty colored snot. "Can anybody else tell me what their face says to the world?" Miss Saunders asks, her gold bangles jingle while she makes her way around the room. Miss Saunders is as quiet as a tiger sneaking up on his supper. It's them Italian leather shoes of hers, I guess. Malcolm Moore raises his hand. Malcolm is fine. He's got long, straight hair, skin the color of butterscotch milkshake. Gray, sad eyes. He's half and half, got a white dad and a black mama. He's lucky. He looks more like his dad than his mom. "My face says I'm all that," Malcolm says, rubbing them 6 chin hairs he calls a beard. "It says to the homies, I'm the doctor of love. I'm good to ya and good for ya." Everybody laughs. Faith, his girlfriend of the week, throws a pencil across the room. It bounces off the back of his chair and lands between his big feet. Miss Saunders gives Faith the eye, letting her know to cut it out. When the laughing's done, hands go up. Some folks say funny stuff about their face. Others is real serious. Like John John. He says his face tells the world he doesn't take no stuff. That people better respect him or else. I never seen nothing like that in John John's face. He looks more scared than mean. I guess there ain't no accounting for what folks see in their own mirrors. When Miss Saunders asks, "What's my face say?" don't nobody say nothing. "Don't get all closed-mouthed now," she says. "I hear you whispering in the hall, laughing at me." She walks the aisles again. She stops by me and sits on my desk. "Faces say more than you think, even mine. Don't be shy. Say what's on your mind." My hand goes up. I figured she's embarrassed me twice since she's been here this week. Now it's her turn. Not to hurt your feelings, but I think it says, you know, you're a freak. "That's cold," Crystal Johnson says, frowning. Miss Saunders put her hands up to her chin like she's praying. She gets up and walks the room, pacing. We don't say nothing. We just listen to the clock tick, shuffle our papers, watch for some reaction from Miss Saunders. "Freak," she says. "I saw that too when I was young." Then she explains how she was born with her face like that. How when she was little, her parents had the preacher pray over it. The old folks worked their roots on it. And her grandmother used some concoction to change the color of that blotch on her cheek so it matched the rest of her skin. Miss Saunders says none of the stuff she tried on her face worked, so she finally figured she'd better love what God gave her. Liking myself didn't come overnight, she says. I took a lot of wrong turns to find out who I really was. You will too. Everybody starts talking at once, asking her questions. Miss Saunders answers them all. Some kids even go up to her face and stare and point. She lets them do it, too, like she's proud of her face or something. Then Miss Saunders comes over to my desk and stares down at me. It takes a long time to accept yourself for who you are, to see the poetry in your walk, she says, shaking her hips like she's doing some African dance. Kids bust out laughing. To look in the mirror and like what you see, even when it doesn't look like anybody else's idea of beauty. For a minute, it seems like Miss Saunders is getting all spacey on us, like her mind is somewhere else. Then she's back, talking that talk. So, what's my face say to the world? She asks. My face says I'm smart, sassy, sexy, self-confident, she says, snapping her fingers rapid fire. It says I'm caring, and yes, even a little cold sometimes. See these laugh lines? She says, almost poking herself in the eyes. They let people know that I love a good joke. These tiny bags, they tell the world I like to stay up late. Doing what, Miss Saunders? John John asks. Checking homework or making out? Miss Saunders throws her head back and laughs. The lines around her eyes crinkle. The bangles on her arms jingle. What do I think my face says to the world? I think it says, I'm all that, she says, snapping her fingers. Kids clap like they just seen a good movie, and they yell stuff like, go on, Miss Saunders. Give me five. Tell us who you really is. Miss Saunders quiets everybody down, then starts telling us more about herself. She's a big shot at an advertising agency downtown. A few months ago, her company and the school board came up with a new program that lets professionals take a leave of absence for a year to teach in inner city schools. She says she's always wanted to teach. She says being at McClinton Middle School will help her figure out if she wants to make a career out of teaching. The next thing we know, Miss Saunders is asking us to take out some paper for a test. A surprise test. Some of the kids who were just giving out high fives are singing a different tune now. Worm thinks Miss Saunders is playing around for a minute, but she ain't. She says she wants to evaluate us, you know, to figure out what we know and don't know. Miss Saunders says the test won't count for a grade. John John starts to get smart. He don't do so good on tests. Then why we got to do it? He asks, putting one leg across his desk. Miss Saunders struts over to his desk and pushes his leg off. Because I say so, she says, handing out the papers and telling us to settle down.